It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The global video game market is valued at over $250 billion, according to a report by market research firm Spherical Insights. A new video game developer in Green Bay aims to change where these games come from and source a talent pool from cities around the Midwest instead of drawing from tech hotspots like Silicon Valley. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Ben Qualo is founder and CEO of Midwest Games. Ben, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Great to be here.
Your company says it wants to foster game development in underrepresented regions outside of the coastal hubs. Why do you want to do that?
Well, a piece of it is simply the business opportunity in front of us. And a piece of it is I'm from these places. I'm from Wisconsin. I'm from the places that have been overlooked for a long time. And I really resonate with some of the messages and some of the challenges that these creators have in just getting a job or an opportunity in this business.
Why has the Midwest historically been an underrepresented space for game developers?
Well, the funny thing is, historically, it actually hasn't. There used to be a giant video game publisher called Midway. And a lot of folks will remember Midway because it comes from the arcade era. Things like NFL Blitz, NBA Jam, Mortal Kombat. That was all done out of Chicago. And so that incredible company was one of the largest, most successful companies in the industry's history. But sadly, through a number of different issues and challenges, ended up going out of business in 2009 and selling off all of their properties to Warner Brothers. So we lost the tentpole that was the Midwest. And so there is that history, and we want to bring it back.
What has filled the void, if anything?
Nothing has filled the void. That is the challenge, that everything has moved to mainly the West Coast. If we look at the stats from 2020, which was the last great study done by the ESA, we had about 67% of the industry in three states, which are California, Washington, and Texas. And really, if you look at it even deeper, it's about four regions. The Seattle area, Northern California, centered around San Francisco, and Southern California, centered around LA, and then Austin, Texas.
Austin. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
A lot of it is that was where the success was, and a lot of folks went to where the success was. And in that era, because of the technology it took to build, you had to be physically at these locations. It's just now, especially post-COVID, this industry has thrived remotely and in other places, which has opened up the opportunity. And some of the migration patterns that have happened in 2021, 2022, have just shown that a lot of people have moved back to where they're from, or have moved to a more reasonable cost of living location, such as Wisconsin.
Has broadband expansion helped?
Absolutely. I think we're seeing that. That's not only helped from the where you can work, but you know, there's 3.8 billion gamers now, and a lot of that happens because of the expansion globally. And so there's more opportunities. The industry's growing in greater ways. And what I want is the Midwest to have the cut of it, and for Wisconsin to be a centerpiece of that in the Midwest.
So turning to your company now, publishing its first game in April, The Lullaby of Life. This is like a colorful puzzle adventure that was developed in Mexico. How does your company decide which games to publish?
Let me tell you, this is one of the most difficult things because it's a creative industry. You know, it's what I like to say is it's head and heart. You have to take a lot of data, a lot of analysis, but at the end of the day, you have to take a bet on what consumers are going to want to play, want to enjoy. And you have to know what the segment is, at least currently, but that can change pretty quickly, especially in games where genre mixing is very, very common. You know, there's not just horror film or comedy film. Like, you know, people will come up with ways to mix and match a lot of these different kinds of genres. So we go through a whole due diligence process to really evaluate the game, evaluate the creators of the game, and then we have to take a bet. And we have to compare it against the costs and the opportunity. And then we have to balance it across a whole slate because we're actually a publisher. And so we look at a number of different games and we have to try to take bets in different areas of the industry and see which ones pay off. And then a lot of it comes down to the creators. And my bet is on these creators from underserved places. And Mexico is an underserved place in this industry. So, you know, we've signed people from Mexico, from New Mexico, from the Midwest. And my bet is that that talent will be able to come through and break through in this industry.
And it's like such a range. I mean, you've got ninja cheerleaders from space in another game. That seems to be something you're pulling from Cincinnati. It's just amazing how, diverse the creative options are that are out there coming from these creators.
Yeah, and it's only going to get more diverse and representative of the world around us the more we uplift the folks from these places. Different kinds of games, different kinds of opportunities are ahead of us. And yeah, you get a whole range of unique ideas. But what is incredible about Ra Ra Boom, which is the ninja cheerleaders trying to save the world from AI, is that it is a beat 'em up, which is traditionally a male-dominated game genre, mm-hmm. that is instead four female protagonists. So we think there's a lot of underserved female players or players that like to play as female characters, which actually is a lot of males that like to play as a female character, that if we serve those audiences, they will be able to really speak their minds and enjoy and see themselves in the games. And we see it even with games like Farming Simulator, you know, being from Wisconsin, like that's, you know, that's actually one of the most popular games in the world. And when you serve these kinds of titles that, you know, a lot of the traditional industry doesn't take seriously, actually the consumers make the decision. And that's where we want to be, is where the consumers want the games that we're putting out.
Ben Aqualo is founder of Midwest Games, trying to draw in game developers in Midwestern cities. Keep them here as well. Call in with a question. You can share your comments. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A former lead project manager of games at Netflix seeks to build up the video game development industry here in the Midwest and draw from a talent pool in cities outside of the coasts. We're in conversation with Ben Aqualo, CEO of Midwest Games, based in Green Bay. Be part of the discussion. Call in with a question. Share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Ben, last year, Microsoft completed its nearly $70 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard. And we talked about this with UW Stout Computer Science Program Director Seth Barrier about the state of the video game industry.
You know, we've got AAA at the top. We've got indie developers at the bottom. What's in the middle? Your sort of double A, single A developers. They're kind of disappearing. It isn't there anymore. The business model that supports that and manages to, you know, find the budget that's in that range, it just doesn't exist anymore. And I think these mergers are pushing that even further. Companies keep, scooping up other companies into their fold and the big gets bigger. And oddly enough, I think indies are getting smaller.
Ben, what do you make of that? Is there room for mid-sized game companies in today's market?
Need to grow them in a different way than we have grown them in the past. It's going to come from the indie play space, and it's going to grow, I think, a little bit slower. You know, a lot of pressure is happening on the AAA, or some people are calling it quadruple A space, where you have to immediately hit it out of the park if you have new IP. But what's actually happening in the indie space is that this IP can grow slower, can take time to actually find an audience and not have the pressures that come with being in this larger space. 99% of games are indie games. And so when we talk about the AAA, even the AA space, which is disappearing, there's only about 70 AA games that come out a year now, compared to the 14,000 games coming out every year overall. The AAA space is a minority of the overall, but makes the vast majority of the revenue. So we need to more evenly split that and invest more in the indie space. And I think we're going to find the middle class kind of grow out of the smaller indie space over time.
Okay. How are you working with universities to foster that next generation of game designers and developers?
So we're at the very beginning piece of this, but a lot of this is giving opportunity and also having the hope that you can get into this industry. When I was coming through the universities in Wisconsin, and I went to UW-Green Bay, there was no hope or idea that we could actually go up and get into this industry. There's so few companies at that point. Raven was really the only one in Madison. And now we have the hope, the opportunity, and that's going to spark the ability for people to go off, create their game studios, and then work with folks like ourselves, publishers, to bring a game to market and give them a chance. We're also talking with, I was literally talking with a student that is a senior at UW-Madison and about a job opportunity and an entry-level job opportunity. And that just didn't exist before. So we're at the very beginnings, but we want to talk to these universities. We want to make sure the programs are set up appropriately with where the industry is at today so that we can turn this incredible talent pipeline towards this growing industry that can make a giant impact to Wisconsin and the entire Midwest region.
We're discussing the growth of the local video game industry in Wisconsin with Ben Qualo, founder and CEO of Midwest Games. You can join in questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Joel is here in Plainfield. Joel, hi.
Hi, my name is Joel. I'm a former teacher of Ben at Portage High School. And I'm calling and I'm wondering what his company is doing from on the educational side of things. Are they developing any games that are going to be geared towards schools and students?
That's a great question. And hello, Joel. We are not currently focused on education so much because what we want to do, similar to the path of a game like Minecraft, first make these games entertaining and get the attraction of the consumers. And the thing about that is it opens up the path to education because, you know, a game like Minecraft has now become such an incredible educational tool. If you go the other way, it's much more difficult to get in. You know, there aren't quite the games like when I was growing up, you know, Math Blaster and some of the, you know, games that you played that were, you know, also entertaining. You really need to attach onto something. So games like Fortnite and these larger ones have large opportunities to educate. They just have to have the motivation. And so we will gain that over time with some of our successes and be able to turn that into educational tools. Even in a game like Assassin's Creed, which was not focused around education, has now been able to been turned into an educational tool for the history of each of these regions that they attach onto within their games.
Joel, thanks for calling in. We're also watching the layoffs in this industry. And, you know, what do the layoffs mean for developers and the games that people love?
We are at a really interesting crossroads in this industry where we are changing to the next era. If you think about the eras of games, there was arcade games and then we console games. And then suddenly this digital era where most games are bought and consumed digitally. Well, we're about to move into an era of cloud where everything is online, you know, even devices. It doesn't matter what device you're on, you're able to play any kind of game anywhere at any time. And so we're about to move into this new era. And with that comes a lot of change. So a lot of what is happening right now are these companies are looking forward and seeing, oh my goodness, like there's a large change coming. we need to be ready for it. There's also a lot of just normalization post-COVID. Hmm. There was such a giant boom that happened during COVID that it really created a lot of chaos in the industry and overhiring. Companies not really having a strong strategy, really reacting to the moment. So there's that. And then, frankly, like there's a lot of just opportunists happening right now where they're trying to make their bottom line better by cutting people. And I think it's a poor philosophy of it. It's going to hurt them long term because of the lost trust, but they're not getting as much flack right now because everyone else is doing it. So they might have one day, you know, of a lot of negative PR, but it's only one day compared to much longer if it weren't for the fact that there's another company doing a layoff every day, it seems.
Mm. Well, Ben, thank you so much for sharing with us and your look at the industry. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Kate.
Ben Qualo is founder and CEO of Midwest Games that is based in Green Bay. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.